It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, along with Jackie Scramstead and PJ from the Glenwood Noon Rotary today, talking about Rotary and Strawberry Days.
That's right. Pancake breakfast.
Pancake breakfast. Rotary has done the pancake breakfast on Saturday at Strawberry Days for how many years, PJ?
We were trying to figure that out. I do remember when Denny's closed, it's over where Qdoba is now, they had an auction for all their kitchen equipment. And we went over and bought their grill. And then we had Myers Metal craft a trailer with the grill on it, and so then we were able to go out and do pancake breakfasts and things along those lines. Because of the volume that we get, we serve about 1,000 people on Strawberry Days. So we also borrow the Kiwanis Grill, and so we have two grills going with sausages and pancakes. And
is it on Saturday or is it Sunday?
It's Sunday morning.
From
7:30 to 11, right where the food court is in Sayre Park, where the baseball field is. And pancakes, strawberries, sausage, orange juice, coffee. It's a great community gathering spot. It's only $5. You can get tickets right there at the gate. We'll be handing them out at the in the Strawberry Days parade, too. Usually it's on Father's Day. Strawberry Days and Father's Day coincide. This year they don't.
But there's that every like third year or something, it's the opposite.
Yeah, it doesn't always coordinate. I always like to be in the parade and go up to a little kid and say, bring your dad for pancakes and give him a ticket. And then dad has to buy tickets for all the rest of the family.
I'll tell you another story. This is actually before what you're talking about. Because I think Rotary's done it even before then.
I believe back in the early 2000s or something, somebody was telling me we were doing hot dogs.
Okay. All I know is back in the day, and maybe this was a different event too, but back in the day, somebody would always bring me breakfast at the radio station first thing in the morning and say, you know, if you can mention something about this, that would be great.
Is that payola?
You know, I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, pay to play, right? Yeah, I gotcha.
Unless you say they brought me breakfast, so that's why I'm saying this. That would kind of negate
that. Right. And so what we do?
You and I are the only people, the two people that even know what that is.
There's a breed that's fading out of existence here in this country for that.
You, me, and Dick Clark, right?
Well, he's one. So what we do with this, as I said, we have 1,000 people, we're $5 ahead. So what do we do with the money? We use it for our scholarship programs. And Jackie Scramstead from the Rotary Club is here. She's in charge of youth activities, including our exchange students and getting the scholarship selected. And Jackie, I think it's pretty hard to pick the right kids to figure out how to give them money.
It is incredibly hard to pick the right kids. Being a service club, our process for the scholarship selection is we have them write essays about their community service. And I can tell you, PJ, these kids were just amazing in what they wrote and the community service and the community mindfulness they are already engaged in high school. We did select 6 high school seniors and also 3 college sophomores who received scholarships last year are all receiving scholarships again. Many of them are going to be at the pancake breakfast and the other aspects of our fundraisers to help support and join Rotary in our community service.
A little pay to play.
Yeah. And that's
right, exactly.
I think that's a part of it, PJ. And I really think also, you know, part of our scholarship program is not just supporting these kids financially, but also making connections with them and really staying connected with them throughout their college years and inviting them to be
Rotary is one of those service clubs that people have heard of. They see the sign at the edge of town, but they don't really know what it does. Service above self is our motto. And part of the reason I don't think people know what we do is because we do the right things for the right reasons, but we don't go tooting our own horn. And that's actually been a problem for Rotary because we don't – nobody's going to put their lips on your trumpet. So if you don't blow your horn, it's not going to get heard. And it's the largest service organization in the world with 1.2 members in every free country on the planet. And it's rated as one of the top charities by Charity Navigator. It's a four-star nonprofit that does work worldwide, a lot of water projects, health, education, literacy, a lot of those things. So, and one of the, so, you know, supporting students going to college to further their education and learning about what we do as Rotarians. I mean, one of the best things about being in this club, and we're the noon club, we meet at the Rivers at 12:15 on Fridays, and is when we get these high school students, whether they're, we just recognize outstanding students as selected by their counselors, or we're giving them scholarships, or they're outgoing or incoming exchange students, is seeing these 17, 18-year-olds and realizing that that's the future, and there are some outstanding people that come to the club, and it's really just, it's encouraging, because sometimes you hear the bad stuff, but when you see the good stuff, you have a lot of faith.
You're just thinking of you when you were 17 and 18 years old.
I didn't even know what Rotary was, and I, you know, it was a whole different world. I mean, my son got a scholarship when he graduated from high school from Bob Young, and that was extremely helpful in helping to pay for him to go to college.
Particularly considering that he went to school at CU, CU's School for Business.
And he got a business degree there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, I talked to Bob about it, and I happened to have lunch with him at the club meeting the day after Alex got the scholarship. And it wasn't through Rotary per se. And we actually administer some other scholarships that people say, would you take care of this for us? You interview the people. You know, I'll give the money, and you guys administer it.
And it's still a charitable donation because they're mm-hmm. making the donation to the Rotary Club, and then you just decide how it gets spent.
Yeah, that's for the accountants to flush
right.
out. I don't know how that all goes around.
Fair enough. So, again, this year you awarded was this year or last year you awarded six high school students and three college sophomores scholarships?
So this year it was that's exactly right, six high school seniors and three sophomores that are in college that we had given scholarships to last year. Our students had the ability to reapply this year, and three of them did so, and they were granted scholarships. The students we granted this year as that will be college freshmen, it's a two-year commitment for us this year.
Really?
Yes.
So you're obviously your scholarship fund is doing well.
Sell a lot of pancakes, yes,
and
that keeps it going.
And let's segue on that because we've become – Rotary's become extremely busy during Strawberry Days weekend because the hospital auxiliary used to have Pi Day, which was the Friday of Strawberry Days.
Right.
But the auxiliary is disbanded, so Rotary's taken that over. So on Friday from 8 to 11 at the Methodist Church right downtown near the library, we have pies, and you can come by and have a slice of pie and a beverage for $5, or you can buy a whole pie. And we use that money is going to be going to nursing scholarships and to ShelterBox, which is a partnership program that Rotary has that in a natural disaster, we have these boxes that have sometimes tents, sometimes tarps. It depends on the area and what kind of relief they need, but basically a family of eight can live out of this box with water purification and solar light and things along those lines until they get their house rebuilt.
So that's kind of one of the obvious Rotary, as I see it from a lay perspective, obviously you deal with local stuff like the scholarships mm-hmm. and the pancake breakfast on Sunday of Strawberry Days. Then you also Rotary International, you help out with some other projects like the water projects you were talking about mm-hmm. before. And so these shelter boxes sound like one of those.
Yeah, it was started by a Rotarian in England, but not through Rotary. Hmm. It had to do with just probably streamlining the shelter box activities so that they could get going without having to go through the quote-unquote red tape of going up the food chain to Rotary International. But Rotary clubs are very instrumental in funding the mm-hmm. boxes. They're $1,000 for a box or less, depending on how much. If it's a warm weather area, you don't need blankets and things along those lines,
sure,
right?
Sure.
So
gotcha.
It just depends on where this tsunami or hurricane or whatever hit. And if you see a natural disaster, Haiti was big with that, the tsunami in the in Indonesia, was it,
mm-hmm.
A few years ago that really was devastating. Mm-hmm. If you see on the ground afterwards, you'll see these shelter boxes, the tents, whatever, with the Rotary logo on it, because our club is a gold member. I think we've committed to donate, I think, $5,000 a year for 3 years to buy these boxes, and then they have DHL has them in warehouses all over the planet so they can get them to the location quickly. And then they have people that are highly trained to kind of triage the area and find out what's necessary. Pam Pine will be in here next week to talk more about Pi Day.
Right.
And she's the district director. There are 56 clubs, I think, in our district, which is everything from I-70 in New Mexico, from Utah to Kansas. Pretty big area.
Yeah. And, of course, again, two past presidents of the Noon Rotary
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who is the dedicated survivor today. It's...
We have a lot of them. Our current president, Ken Robinson, went over to the international conference. So
current and past president, if
yeah,
I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he's actually in a second round.
And a past, district governor as well, wasn't he?
No, he was assistant district governor, you work with clubs in the area to help them, but
we've
the clubs
all been assistant district
I have
I was
too.
Gonna say.
Yeah, and frankly,
I'm sensing a theme here.
You know, the clubs around here have been around long enough that they're sort of saying, "We'd love to have you come to our meetings, but we don't need any help. We know what we're doing."
Right. Yeah. If anybody listening today has any questions, either about the pancake breakfast on Sunday morning, about Pi Day on Friday, or just about Rotary in general, how can they get a hold of one of you?
Well, the best thing to do is to go to rotary.org.
Okay.
Okay, and on that, they have a thing called Club Finder, and you put in if anywhere in the world.
There you go.
I mean,
okay.
As a Rotarian, I've gone to clubs in Sweden and Norway, et cetera, when I went over for an international conference, and Rotarians are very welcoming. But if you're interested in learning more, if you go to rotary.org and hit Club Finder and you put in a zip code or a town, it'll tell you where the clubs meet, when they meet, and give you some contact information. So you
Perfect.
Can email the president and say, I'd like to come and attend your meeting.
Again, that website is rotary.org. Mm-hmm. When you say, for instance, you're both members of the Glenwood Noon Rotary, mm-hmm. when you're traveling and you attend a meeting somewhere else, obviously, locally, your dues pay for your lunch. Do you have to pay for your own lunch when you go to a different club?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes they'll treat you. Sometimes they don't.
Okay.
It's sort of like with us, you know, if you're a visiting Rotarian, we'll buy you lunch.
Gotcha.
I mean, our lunches are $10.50. We can,
right. Yeah.
We can do that.
and that happens frequently. When you travel, you'll attend Rotary meetings in other places. When somebody else is traveling, they'll attend your mm-hmm. meeting from time to time. That's a kind of a Rotarian thing to do is actually, do you get bragging rights? I know that I've heard the stories about people that have been members of Rotary for, 50 years and they never missed a meeting even when they were on vacation.
Well, attendance, a lot of the sort of rules of Rotary, it used to be you had to attend at least 2/3 of the meetings. You couldn't miss more than 3 without making up and everything like that. But they've loosened up on that a lot. They're trying to accommodate, today's lifestyle. And quite frankly, get younger members in because, it used to be a bunch of old white guys. Women weren't even allowed in Rotary until 1988 when a Supreme Court decision in California said that they can't keep women out.
I remember that.
And we've loosened up a lot of those rules. They have e-clubs where you can just go online and attend a meeting online. It's getting people involved. Many hands light work, many heads smart work. You can get a lot done if you have a lot of dedicated people. And, Rotary is our club, every club, but our club is loaded with just great people from the Glenwood Springs community.
Again, you can learn more by going to Rotary.org. Just click on the club finder. You can find information about the Glenwood Noon Rotary or any of the other local Rotary clubs in this area. Oh, by the way. And again, the couple big fundraisers upcoming, as we mentioned, we'll talk more about Pi Day on Friday the 21st in a minute. Or, I'm sorry, next week we'll talk about that. Yeah. And again, the Pancake Breakfast, 7:30 to 11 in Sayre Park on Sunday the 23rd. Again, $5 for breakfast. Doesn't get much better than that.
Oh,
really.
The pancakes are great. We have a lot of, and I don't have the list, but we have a lot of corporate sponsors. We pick up 5-gallon buckets of pancake mix from Village Inn. McDonald's helps us out. So coffee, orange juice, strawberries on your pancakes.
Of course.
Sausages. And it's a great family event. It's a great way to, you know, see people on a Sunday morning of Strawberry Days.
We'll talk a little bit more with Jackie and PJ when we come. Oh, by the way, it's Plugola.
Plugola.
Payola would be music. Plugola would be what
commercial.
We were talking about. Yeah.
Okay, now. Get out the thesaurus.
Back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Jackie Scramstead and PJ from the Glenwood Noon Rotary, both past presidents of the Noon Rotary. Again, if you'd like to learn more about joining Rotary, obviously, you know, the whole motto of Rotary is service above self.
Mm-hmm.
And so clearly service in the community is the whole point of Rotary, but there are other side benefits. Really, there are networking opportunities if you join
sure.
Rotary and that kind of thing. And when you say service above self, the first thing I think of is what PJ said within the first 5 minutes of the interview today. And that is, for the pancake breakfast on the 23rd and for previous Strawberry Days pancake breakfast that the Rotary has cooked up, you do so much business and you're so busy, you actually have to borrow the grill from another service club, from the Kiwanis Club.
Right, because we have a good grill, but we cannot pump the pancakes out fast enough. You know, when people are serving them, they have a big old tub of these pancakes and two go on every plate, sausages goes on every plate, strawberries get dumped on every plate, and then you're turning around going, are those pancakes ready yet?
And likewise, when Kiwanis Club has a huge event that they need some extra hands for, I know Rotary also helps them out
sure.
from time to time.
Yeah.
It's just how it is, and again, that's the whole idea of service. Now,
there's friendly competition between the service clubs. But
if you ask a member of Rotary, well, which club should I join, obviously you're going to say...
Right, you know, the Lions and the Kiwanis, et cetera, and everybody does really good work, and we're all, you know, busy people. And this is an opportunity for us to just step back from what keeps our lives so busy and really do something good for the community.
Now, again, if you attend the Pancake Breakfast, you pay $5 for breakfast on Sunday the 23rd in Sayre Park. The money that you give will go to the scholarship programs that the Glenwood Noon Rotary gives out every year. Again, Jackie is kind of in charge of that.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a fair statement.
No, it's Youth Exchange Officer is your title.
That's my official title, yes.
So of those six high school seniors that, again, so they'll get 2 years of scholarships.
Yes, they will.
Mm-hmm. And those three college sophomores from last year that got another scholarship this year, what is that process like? How many so say I'm a high school senior. I'm follically challenged, you know. I decided to shave my head because I'm young and being rebellious. No. So if I were a high school senior, what process did those kids go through to get to the point where they got the award?
Sure. So the Glenwood Springs High School has a very organized system around scholarships, and all the different organizations, local and otherwise, participate in this process. We let the high school know what our particular criteria is, and the high school disseminates all the information to all the high school students about the different scholarships available, what you have to do to apply, and then we receive applicants and have to make our decisions. We have a committee of six Rotarians – who make these decisions. It's not just me. And we read all of the applicants' applications and make our decisions. Last year, we had about 40 students apply for our scholarship, and this year it was around 20 students who applied. It varies year to year, depending on the students in the senior class. This year, we had all the students write an essay about service above self, and that essay was one of the prime factors in how we made our decisions, is who really embodies that spirit of Rotary and that service above self. And so I can give you a couple examples of some of the caliber students we're talking about. One of the students who applied and received a scholarship was a Rotary exchange student who had been on exchange in Poland last year, the previous year as a junior. And while she was away in Poland on exchange, she volunteered at an orphanage and wrote her essay about her volunteer work at a Polish orphanage while away on exchange. Another youth had done some volunteer work on one of the reservations, and I think it was North Dakota, was one of the Dakotas. And his essay was about his work there. And what was so amazing to me is the mature perspective in this essay about making sure to understand, and there were two different tribes involved on this particular reservation, and trying to understand the culture of both tribes and really trying to understand what they need and not come in saying, this is what we're going to give you, but really trying to listen and understand before providing any kind of service. And I thought, wow, this is a high school senior. Like, I know I was not thinking that maturely as a high school senior, but
take a look at my news feed. There are most people, yeah.
I mean, this is the caliber of students that we're talking about. That's amazing. Are writing these essays and really very community minded. So I hope folks come. We're going to the pancake breakfast for delicious pancakes. And also several of these scholarship recipients are going to be there to help serve pancakes, and on pie days helps sell pies. So you'll also get the added benefit of meeting some of the very students who are the recipients of these scholarships. And these are just amazing youth. Amazing youth.
It sounds like it. So it's just Glenwood Springs High School students now for the Glenwood Noon Rotary?
For the Glenwood Noon Rotary, okay. We really focus on Glenwood Springs High School. Okay. Carbondale has its own club that focuses on the Roaring Fork High School students. And the evening club has traditionally also opened up scholarships to Coleridge High School.
Yeah, okay. and Snowmass Village, they help take care of Basalt and Aspen. So, like all of the
so every high school has a Rotary
has
club
a Rotary that, scholarship. Yeah. It may be sponsored by somebody by a different club. Yes,
gotcha. Okay, and by the way, you can find your local Rotary club by going to rotary.org and then just click Club Finder if you'd like more information about really anything we talked about today. Mm-hmm. Including if you're interested in becoming a member. Maybe we'll talk about that process in the final segment. Again, the Rotary Club's annual Pancake Breakfast in Sayre Park, 7:30 to 11 on Sunday the 23rd. Again, it's just $5 for breakfast. Pancakes, sausage, orange juice, coffee. Always a good time. Plus, as Jackie mentioned, you can meet some of those scholarship recipients, as well as other members of Rotary. And I was going to say it'd be kind of busy, but if you really wanted to, you could probably pull one of them aside and say, tell me about Rotary.
Yeah.
Why should I show up next Friday at noon at Rivers?
Yeah, you pull a Rotarian aside and ask them that question. Be prepared to
spend a little time. Back in just a minute for some final thoughts. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with PJ and Jackie Scramstead from the Glenwood Noon Rotary. Again, you can help support their scholarship fund by having breakfast during Strawberry Days on Sunday the 23rd in Sayre Park, right there in the where all the other food is.
Yep.
You can't miss it. Two big grills going hot and heavy from 7:30 to 11 again on the 23rd. So if I was interested in becoming a member of Rotary. First thing to do is, again, go to the website, rotary.org, go to Club Finder. Again, PJ.
You can go to gsrotary.org as well.
Gotcha.
But in general, if you go to rotary.org, you'll really learn what the international organization is all about, and all of a sudden you'll be rather impressed at how extensive it is.
Oh, sure. Well, and also, both of you are from the Glenwood Noon Rotary, and there are a number of other clubs, as you mentioned, all the way from Aspen to Rifle.
Yeah.
So depending on where folks live or what's convenient for them to attend.
Exactly.
They may be interested in
exploring.
We're
the most fun club in the Valley, though, because we meet at 12:15 on a Friday, okay? These other clubs meet at 7 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday or whatever. I mean, come on.
As you said before, just a little friendly competition.
Even between Rotary clubs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So if someone is interested, go to gsrotary.org for you, or rotary.org mm-hmm. if they're interested in a different club. So the first thing that you'll do is you'll get a sponsor, right?
Yeah, generally somebody will say, yeah, come on, you know, I'll walk you through this, tell you what's going on, how it all works, what we do, why we do it, and when we do it. And that way, you know, you're being introduced to people. And we have one of our new members was a Rotarian in Minnesota, and he's moved here. He's leads a business in town, and so he just came in and joined our club. So if you're a Rotarian, you can go about doing it that way.
It's kind of in the business or public safety world, we'd call that a lateral entry.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Something we've taken on in conjunction with all of the other clubs in the area, and with the help of Garfield County Commissioners, is called Blue Star Recycling. And real quickly, what that is they recycle electronics. They hire people with autism that they've found can really stick to a task much better than any of the three of us sitting in this room. And he started in Colorado Springs, then the Boulder Rotary Clubs brought him up, and now we've gotten enough money together to help them buy a truck to pick up the computers and other electronics, and then they're going to lease a space probably in West Glenwood, and these people with autism will now have a job, an income, and something that they can do on a regular basis, not being bothered by anybody, because he had an efficiency audit by a third party, and this guy said these people are more efficient than anybody going on.
How much does this cost to have your stuff recycled through Blue Star Recycling?
I don't know how that works. I don't know if you just donate it or if you have to pay, but it helps, it's environmentally sound. Mm-hmm. It's great for the community and the 8 to 10 people with autism that are getting these jobs. It's just a win-win-win all the way around. So the Rotary clubs in the Valley are all teaming together on that.
I will look forward to hearing more about that at some point in the future.
It's pretty cool.
Okay. And Blue Star Recycling is what it's called. Okay. Yeah, I will definitely. You should come back.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay.
You know, wink, wink.
We have donuts. I'll be good. Or pancakes.
Oh, my goodness. Again, if you buy a pancake on Saturday the 23rd from Rotary there in Sayre Park, that money goes to the scholarship programs. A lot of these individual events, there's something specific that you're raising money for, kind of like the shelter boxes and the nursing scholarships on Friday the 21st at the Methodist Church in downtown Glenwood, you know,
right.
Pi Day.
From 8 to 11 on Friday the 21st.
Exactly. Again, learn more about Glenwood Noon Rotary and their programs. It's gsrotary.org. Rotary Clubs International, it's just rotary.org. And again, if you're interested in joining a club but you don't live in Glenwood, or it's not convenient for you to be in Glenwood at 12:15 on a Friday,
mm-hmm.
as much fun as that would be,
yeah.
Just go to rotary.org and click on the Club Finder.
Yep.
Jackie, anything else that you'd like to mention that we haven't talked about yet?
You know, I think the only other program that I'd like to highlight that's youth focused, which is my
thing
responsibility. That's my thing in Rotary is we do the Rotary Youth Exchange Program,
of course,
that motto is understand peace through understanding, and it's really about a cultural exchange. And so this year we had a student from Turkey and a student from Germany who attended Glenwood Springs High School. We sent a student to Finland to participate in their school program. And last year, actually, we sent five students out to many countries. And so it's just a fabulous program. And one of the scholarships we do sometimes help out with is there is a fee for this program. And so sometimes we also support families by giving a little scholarship to go abroad as well. But this is just a fabulous program that provides cultural exchange, not just for the students involved, but to me, to have students in Glenwood Springs High School meet somebody from Turkey and really get to understand her and that culture, or somebody from Germany and learn, it just spreads that education and cultural understanding.
It's really cool to see these kids come in when they're with their big eyes and looking like a deer in the headlights because they're scared and they don't even speak the language. And then as Joris and Goksu were saying goodbye to us at last week's meeting, Goksu is a petite Turkish girl, and she was very shy. And among other things, she was asked, you know, what she would like to say. And she said, "Can I please stay?" and it's so cool to see the maturity grow with them, and to see the student from Glenwood Springs that see them when they leave in August or whenever it is that
they leave in August.
August. And then when they come back and they come to the club to present about where they were, and just to see the confidence level soar. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. It is an amazing program.
Did either of you have exchange students when you were in high school?
You know,
yes.
I didn't, but the world was black and white back then. We rode dinosaurs, so I don't know.
Well, see, PJ, I attended Glenwood Springs High School, and it's really funny because I remember one of the families having exchange students, and they were actually Rotary exchange students. I didn't know it was Rotary when I was in high school, but I do remember one of the families hosting exchange students.
We had them in Rifle as well.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Tell me, Jackie, if you remember the same kind of process. First day of school, and obviously everybody is aware of the new kids, right? Then you find out they're an exchange student. Like PJ said, sometimes they don't even really speak English that well. They're very shy. I found that the exchange students ended up being, either because they're just different and they're new, some of the most popular kids in the school. And then throughout the year, they become more and more, what's the word I'm looking for? They fit in more and more. Mm-hmm. It was just like one of the other kids. And by the end of the school year, it's just like another one of the students that's, you know, been there for in the same district for 10 years or whatever.
There's a qualification process that you go through. And so, first of all, whether they're leaving here or coming here, they're smart. They do have a sense of adventure. They're taking this big risk at 17 years old, you know, to go halfway around the world to a place where they don't know a soul.
Right.
So they have certain qualities that endear them to people.
Yeah, they do. But I was at our final goodbye with Joris and Goksu. I was commenting that I'd gone to a lacrosse game. Joris played lacrosse. He also played football. But in the lacrosse game, I said, "Joris, you were the only student when you just showed up at the game and they put you in. Everybody's cheering. Joris!" You know,
yeah, exactly.
Just because they were, you know, he had just made such fast friends with all of these athletes on both teams, really.
One of the exchange students we had was from Australia, and he was the kicker for the high school team that won state. Now, he was a rugby player. He didn't even know anything about American football, and he was on the – and most of these countries don't have high school sports teams. It's all clubs.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
So one of the things, you know, what surprised you about being here? Well, all the sports and things that you do in school. Because they don't have, schools don't have the money for that in most places. Or at least they don't put their financial resources into high school sports.
Yeah. They feel like they put it into education first. And
yeah,
that
and that's we could debate
yeah.
that
I know.
All day long.
Yeah, we're not going to get into that. So again, if you'd like to learn more about Glenwood Noon Rotary and their programs, just go to gsrotary.org. The International Rotary, it's rotary.org, and then you can click Club Finder. You can find your local club if you're interested in joining another group similar to, but not as fun, as the Glenwood Noon Rotary. By the way, Jackie, speaking of friendly competition, I'll try and not hold it against you, okay? Your education.
Yes.
If you agree to do the same.
I can do that.
Demons and bears.
That's right.
Since the beginning of time. Speaking of riding dinosaurs. Anyway, all the best to both of you. I look forward to hearing more about Blue Star Recycling.
Once they get up and running, I think it'll be a good thing to get on the air here and let people know what's going on with that.
And again, next Tuesday, we'll talk more with Pam Pine about Pi Day.
Perfect.
Great.
All the best. Talk to you soon. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.